Anything else you look for in sermon delivery?
Actually, yes. There's a whole list of specifics we could talk about. Let me run through a list of some of the criteria that I try to evaluate, and then we'll talk about those one at a time. I would say we look for things like this: projection, relationship to hearers, tone or inflection, pacing, body, language, use of delivery system, and finally, delivery in service of law and gospel. Let's talk for a moment about the first couple of those. Let's talk about projection. Now, we've already observed that it's, of course, necessary for the Word of God to do its work, for that Word to be heard. Obviously, a pastor has to project loudly enough to be heard by the people, even in the back row, and that depends largely on what kind of amplification system he might have in his sanctuary. But I think there's a lot more to effective sermon delivery as far as projection is concerned than just flat out being loud enough. I like to encourage my students to think in terms of having a good, strong bass volume to begin. The bass volume I would describe, that's BASE. If you've got a BASS voice, it helps you sometimes a bit. But that bass volume being the level at which you're doing most of your operating through the body of the sermon. That should be strong enough so that it allows you also to vary your volume rather significantly. Let's say, for example, my bass volume is something like this. If I'm working at this level for most of my sermon delivery, then it's possible for me to add even more at times for emphasis. But it's also possible for me to drop down in volume below my bass volume and yet still be heard. On the other hand, if my bass volume is not loud enough, then I can certainly go up. But if I go down, it's going to be very difficult for my hearers to understand what I'm saying. So, in each of the criteria, for the most part, it's helpful to see the possibility not only of some good, strong, basic elements, but also of some variation. You can begin to imagine the kind of effect that variation in volume can have. Variation in volume can be for emphasis. It can be to make a particular point more direct, more powerful, or perhaps more intriguing. I would suggest also that the variation in a number of the elements, like this first one, projection, can be tied to the purpose of a particular part of the sermon. We often speak in our preaching of the development of a sermon having three major types of elements: exposition, application, and illustration. Exposition is those portions of the sermon where basically we're unpacking the text, where we are explaining something about the text, paraphrasing the story of the text itself, perhaps giving some insights into the original languages of the text, and so on. Exposition is ordinarily done at the bass volume, because ordinarily the exposition is not the pastor's effort to drive home a powerful point, but rather simply to lay foundation for points that are to be made later on. Application, on the other hand, is the point that the pastor is making. Application is taking that information that we have shared in the exposition portion and showing how it is relevant for these hearers. Very often, either a greater or a lesser volume can be helpful for application, to drive home that point, make it more powerful, underscore for the hearers that now this is where we're earning our money, delivering the goods. That third element, illustration, is the way a pastor makes the point that is his application in some instances. And illustration actually can be either at bass volume, for example, a story that might be quite conversational, or it could be much louder or it could also be very soft. So illustration can work any of those ways. But projection, besides simply being loud enough, also gives the hearer and the preacher a real opportunity to drive home particular points and underscore those elements that are most important. The second criterion that I said we would talk about is relationship to hearers. We're all familiar with the concept of eye contact, and we know how important it is to be visually in contact with our hearers as opposed to having our head down and reading from a manuscript throughout the sermon. I would suggest, too, though, that relationship to hearers involves not just eye contact, but other elements as well. Frankly, an awful lot of the ingredients of preaching can be a part of developing and maintaining rapport with your hearers. Certainly the eyes are very important. But so also is the face, the countenance, the smile, or sometimes the face that projects the seriousness of the law. Those also are elements in a relationship to hearers. Even things like the projection, the volume, can be important here, because if the voice is too distant to really be engaging, that causes distance between the preacher and his hearers. The point here when we talk about relationship to hearers is, as much as possible, to make the preaching event the incarnational event that God really had in mind when he established the office of the preaching ministry. I like to explain to my students a couple of concepts here, too. When we speak about preaching being incarnational, this relationship to hearers being a live and in-person event, it's to say, for example, that the preaching is to take place from person to people with whatever delivery system you use being a facilitator of that. We might picture, for example, a manuscript or an outline being here, preacher here, and congregation out here, so that what is going on is direct from here to here, from preacher to people, with the manuscript not getting in the way, just being a facilitator of this conversation. On the other hand, if a pastor is simply in the pulpit reading a manuscript, the effect is really more like this, as if the point ultimately is to deliver a written work, and the pastor is just the facilitator to get the written work across. Frankly, if that were the model God had in mind, he would have encouraged us just to photocopy the scriptures and pass them out to the congregation. As valuable as it is for each of us to be in the Word, reading the Word, the preaching event is to be something different. It is to be person to people. And that is very much what I mean when I talk about the relationship to hearers.